everybody. Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, and we are live here on TLC Sunday. The WWE Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay-per-view is starting in exactly 2 hours. The main event of the show, of course, is the unification match. The WWE and world titles are on the line. Triple H is guaranteed. Not just Triple H. Triple H, Stephanie, entire company is guaranteed that when the show ends tonight, there is only going to be one champion headlining WWE for the first time in over a decade. We are going to be spending the next 2 hours talking that pay-per-view, plus all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. There's a ton of it. Incident backstage with AJ Lee that everybody is talking about today backstage at WWE that took place this past Wednesday at the Tribute to the Troops show. We'll tell you all about that. Plus, last night was the UFC on Fox show. Two great finishes in the main event and semi-main event. Not to mention the big news coming at the end of the week. George St. Pierre has vacated his 170-pound title, and this may be the end of the in-ring career of George St. Pierre. We're going to talk about that. And throughout the show this evening, we are going to be talking to you. Phone lines will be open. 855-478-4478 is the phone number. That is 855-478-4478. Toll free in the United States and Canada. We'll also be opening up our Skype line here in a few minutes. If you'd like to call internationally on your Skype account, you can do so by checking us out at F4W Online. It should be set up today so that you will not have to add me as a contact. Just contact me at F4W Online and you will be on the air. Please, if possible, call on your landline or use a headset for Skype. If not, we'll do our best, but let's try and get the best sound quality we can. All of this is taking place after we come back from the break. TLC preview, tons of news, and of course, Mike Sempervivi helping us out throughout the day. So get ready. Back in a few minutes, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Back at Wrestling Observer Live, Ryan Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network. Most listened to wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And we are here for the next 2 hours talking the TLC pay-per-view, plus all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We are joined, as always, by Mike Sempervivi of the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare up at WrestlingObserver.com. And a quick note, WrestlingObserver.com is at this moment down, which does not bode well for the pay-per-view tonight, but our admin guy is working on it. And so at the moment, you can't head up there, but hopefully before this show is over, you will be able to do so. We're going to be taking your phone calls later on in this program, as well as your Skype calls, your tweets, so on and so forth. So be prepared for that. But first, the news. Mike, what's going on here today?
Not a whole lot, Brian. Obviously, the people are excited. They are flooding the website because they just cannot wait for tonight at the Toyota Center in Houston, TLC, which I'm sure has been spurned on by the fine Slammy Awards on Monday night. Actually, the show itself wasn't fine, but the end of it was fantastic. And you know what? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I thought the end of the show was great, but it would make people not care about TLC and not be able to wait for what comes after TLC. But maybe that's not the case, and they're all jacked up, and they're all interested to see what's going on tonight.
For some reason, I don't think that's why our website's down. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, maybe it's about AJ.
Could be about AJ. It could be about AJ. I'll probably know pretty soon. I'll be giving you all updates throughout the show on what the hell's going on with the website. So if you're wondering, I'll try and keep you updated. What is going on with AJ? Well, by the way, I was at Raw last Monday night, so if anybody has any questions about the live Raw, I'll be talking a lot about that here on the program. But it was amazing. For those of you that only saw the ending of Raw on television, let me tell you, if you'd have been there in that building, outside of WrestleMania, outside of the WrestleManias that I've been to, that was the craziest I have ever heard a crowd. At the end of that show, when they did a big schmoz and they had a championship ascension gimmick in the main event. And what happened was all of the former champions were out there, 18 guys. And then John Cena and Randy Orton had a face-off, a stare-down. And they shook hands. Randy Orton punched John Cena, and then the schmoz broke out. And I'm actually remembering this from memory. They were being pulled apart. CM Punk tried to help. Randy Orton pie-faced CM Punk. And this, of course, made CM Punk very angry. And so he attacked Randy Orton. Triple H did not want to see him attack Randy Orton. And so Triple H shoved him down, which made CM Punk very angry. CM Punk punched Triple H, which led to everybody just going out of their minds that he had decked Triple H. This, of course, made Shawn Michaels upset because Triple H is his best friend. So he super kicked CM Punk. And as he is distracted, who should come flying in with a knee but Daniel Bryan laying out Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels is down. Randy Orton grabs Daniel Bryan and is going to give him the RKO. But Daniel Bryan shoves him and Randy Orton runs into Stephanie McMahon, who takes a bump. Stephanie goes down. Of course, Hunter is married to Stephanie. Hunter's very upset about this. And so he gives Randy Orton an RKO. And every single thing that happened in this sequence, the crowd got more and more into this. I mean, they were just going crazy by the end. And just an amazing live experience. And it really was, I mean, by far the highlight of the show. It was the best Raw moment in a long, long time. And that, of course, leads to today's pay-per-view. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But the AJ story. At Tribute to the Troops on Wednesday night, which actually was in my neck of the woods. I could have gone to Tribute to the Troops, but I was unable to make it, which now I'm very upset about based on what happened. But AJ Lee was backstage with one of the hosts of Tribute to the Troops, Michelle Beadle of Access Hollywood and various other places. And Michelle was talking to Punk. They are friends. And the story, there are a lot of stories. But at the end of the day, AJ had words with Michelle Beadle. And I suppose it's important to note that AJ and CM Punk are dating. And so AJ had words with Michelle Beadle. And based on who's telling the story, she either just had stern words with her or she was yelling and screaming at her. There are various versions of this story. But suffice to say, regardless of what the story is, I could tell you that WWE is extremely upset with AJ. The Tribute to the Troops is a celebration. It is a show that is supposed to be in a lot of ways mainstream. They've got mainstream celebrities there.
Not a good time to live the gimmick.
No, and I was told that if this had happened at any other show, like at Raw or SmackDown, it probably wouldn't have been that big a deal. But you can't do this at Tribute to the Troops. And as a result, there is tremendous heat on AJ. There's damage control being done right now. A lot of stories out there about, you know, maybe she was told to do this by the web crew, and then the web crew didn't tell anybody else, and then they didn't want to stick up for her because there was concern. And there's a lot of stories. But at the end of the day, she's in hot water, and I guess we'll find out tonight what happens. Mike, my question to you is, based on all of this, and I know this sounds like a stupid question, but I'll explain why it's not. Do you think that AJ is losing the title tonight?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I do, actually. And it doesn't even necessarily have to do with this. You know, they they have written her unmercifully about that tattoo she got, and maybe deservedly so. I don't know. It's goofy to me that you would have a tattoo of when you won the women's title. And obviously, from people that listen to JBL's commentary over the last few weeks, you know, they've written her unmercifully for that. She's not in the Total Divas plans, and she's been talked down to by Stephanie McMahon about a month ago as women's champion and just kind of put in her place where, in theory, she should be very strong right now with Tamina at her side being the Divas champion. So they are obviously not super enamored with her anyway, so I could see her losing the title. This is just icing on the cake with the Michelle Beadle deal.
See, there's a part of me that just thinks, you know, a lot of people know this story. A lot of people are talking about it today. It's all over the internet. I mean, we're talking about it here on this international radio show. So there's part of me that thinks that as a result, for the big surprise, she's actually going to win the match tonight, and then she will receive her title loss and punishment on Raw tomorrow.
Which has happened before, and that wouldn't stun me whatsoever either. And look, there is a part of me that just because of how it went down and the way it's been explained, it almost seems like that she was either put up to it or figured this was a good thing to do and it just completely backfired or something was pulled out from under her. Because it's very odd. It's just very odd, even by jealous woman standards, that if Punk's got his friend that he's talking to and she blows up, and it just something just seems to be amiss about
but,
that.
But here's the problem with your theory, though, Mike. Let's say that she was told by the web crew that they were going to do this deal and Michelle Beadle was going to be talking to Punk and AJ was going to get really upset about it. Let's just say that that's the story here. Why would they shoot that for the app? What does that have to do with anything in WWE or any story we've ever heard? Nobody knows anything about AJ and CM Punk. Why would this even be something that would be shot for? It makes no sense.
I don't. Are we past this cruel of a rib possibly being played?
I do not think it's. They would not have done this at a tribute to the troops.
Okay. It's so wacky to believe that she would do this. So if that's the case and she did, I mean, again, it's if it's not tomorrow, like you said, it'll, you know. If it's not tonight, it'll be tomorrow night. But I can see the title coming off of her. And again, you know, her level of importance with that company does not necessarily. I mean, there's lots of other women, obviously, that rank higher.
No, but it was pointed out to me that if you are a female in WWE, all the way up to AJ Lee, who is pretty much their biggest star, I mean, you're not untouchable. I mean, really, the only one who's probably untouchable is Nikki Bella because she's dating John Cena. But as far as any of the other women, and I was really thinking about this when I watched NXT this week, these women in developmental are really good. You've got Summer Rae, and you've got Sasha Banks and Paige, and all of the. There's a lot of girls down there in developmental, and any one of them could be brought up and made the number one girl in the company at any given time. So to think that you're untouchable. It's a big mistake, and I don't know what happened. I just know the reaction from the company, and I know various stories that I've heard, and I don't know. It's certainly the talk of the locker room today. We're going to head to a break. When we come back, more on TLC. We'll start taking your phone calls here in a bit. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here for 2 hours every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Also available, the TuneIn Radio app. We've been asking everybody where they're listening, and a lot of people listening through TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio as well, the talk radio portal, 60 million subscribers there, not to mention the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, WrestlingObserver.com, and more. Just an update, WrestlingObserver.com is still currently down, but it is being worked on, and our admin is probably going to disable logins for a while. Until everything calms down, logins may be disabled for quite a while, which means you won't be able to log in and listen to any of the paid shows for a bit. But it will keep the website up, and everything up there right now is free anyway, so not a big deal. So WrestlingObserver.com will be the place to go. We're going to take your phone calls and emails here in a little while. Anything that is on your mind, you'll be able to call in and talk to us about. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. I'll be posting things there as well. And Mike, tonight is the TLC pay-per-view, and we've been talking about AJ and Natalya. We've got 7 matches for the show. In fact, as we are doing this program, in about an hour and a half, it is going to be Dolph Ziggler on the pre-show against Fandango. Any thoughts on this match?
Yeah, I'll have the app going so I can let the people know, those of which who don't have the technology or the ability to check out the app for the pre-show, I'll be sure to give some running commentary on it.
That's right. We'll have live play-by-play. I hadn't thought of that. My God. I can't wait till the Super Bowl show, Mike, where I'll cover the wrestling and you'll cover the Super Bowl live at the same time.
Boy, the Super Bowl is going to be that. You know, last year at WrestleMania, and you were there, so you could talk about the weather a little bit. But, you know, to me, that was an interesting test run for the Super Bowl this year that is going to be outside in February in New York. You know, April was sketchy enough. I can't imagine having the Super Bowl, you know, in an outside stadium in February. It's kind of fun because I'm sure the media will be miserable, but just very a surprise because it could be about 10 degrees and sleeting there.
Yeah, I was freezing to death, but I'm not good with the cold anyway, so I don't know if necessarily I'm the best person to let everybody know how it's going to be. But I certainly wouldn't I wouldn't want to be hanging outside in New York for 4, 5, 6 hours in the middle of February. But such is life. All right, the rest of this TLC card here. Let's go through some of this. We've got Cody Rhodes and Goldust against Ryback and Curtis Axel, against Big Show and Rey Mysterio, against The Real Americans in what is now apparently a Fatal 4-Way elimination match for the tag team titles. I don't know if that's been made official anywhere, but the last I heard from WWE was that is an elimination match. And I presume Cody and Goldust retain. I suspect they'll retain for a while before losing the titles, ultimately breaking up, and then, of course, facing off at WrestleMania. What are your thoughts on this match?
Well, you know, the good part is if it is elimination style, and I guess really either way, the fact that it could go long, you know, when I say long, I mean 20, 25 minutes, could be really good. I mean, Goldust's renaissance teaming with his brother has been something else. I mean, he has been so, so good. And Cody Rhodes has obviously been, you know, just a great hand who's been, I don't want to say underutilized, but probably, yeah, actually that would be a good word to say is underutilized. In this scenario, a little bit of Curtis Axel will go, you know, a little bit further for him. Obviously, he doesn't mean a whole lot, but you know what? A good showing is going to be a good showing. Big Show and Mysterio are both banged up, so to have the other teams in there, that's the best case scenario for them. And Swagger and Cesaro are great as a team. Cesaro, you know, on his own is something else as well, too. But it's because of the fact it's going to be elimination style, it looks like now, and it's going to go a little bit longer. I think it's going to be a nice way to maybe open the show or wherever it is on the show. It's probably going to be a really, really good match. Cody and Goldust, to me, retain. I can't see any other reason to take the belts off of them in that way. I guess you could with the Real Americans if you wanted to. But it seems to me Cody and Goldust would go ahead and retain this. How the eliminations happen could be interesting if it's Big Show and Mysterio, say, they're the ones who put out Ryback and Axel. You know, do they start feuding on Monday? Or same thing with Show and Mysterio and the Real Americans. So who knows what's going to happen out of it. I just think at the end of it, it's going to be Cody and Goldust.
I just want to see Cesaro swing the Big Show.
How about Ryback?
No, the Big Show. No. I just
want to
see.
Got good core strength. I think, you know, look, if he can get the Great Khali up, who is completely immobile, and he was able to swing him around, he'll be able to swing the Big Show. And again, I like Jack Swagger. I know what he is on his own. So this team with Cesaro, I really like a lot, but it's going to be interesting as things go along. Cesaro as a good guy down the line, just swinging heels is going to end up being fantastic.
If he swings them quick enough, you don't need no core strength. You just go along for the ride. So I demand a Big Show swing tonight.
Give me two, because he could swing Mysterio about 75 times to warm himself up for Big Show.
We got Biggie Langston, Damian Sandow for the Intercontinental title. I don't see any way Damian Sandow wins this belt. But Biggie Langston, again, if you want to get a push in WWE, be boyfriend or girlfriend of John Cena. And I don't mean boyfriend is in there having a relationship. I'm just saying be his buddy.
And be large, too. And you know what? And that's, hey, you can't blame Biggie Langston for being assisted into this position. But with that said, he's got charisma. He's got a personality. At his size, he's never going to be, you know, Brad Armstrong in the ring or anything like that. But he doesn't have to be as long as he is, you know, the best big man he can be. And he does a very good job with it. And Damian Sandow is just, he deserves better, as well as a lot of guys have. But he does the job here, I'd assume. Now, Big E Langston's theme music, the I Got Five, I'm going to assume at some point they probably were going to have him beat guys with a five count. Maybe they did do that with him. I can't remember.
His time may come.
I was, you know, I guess now would be a good time to start, I guess, if you wanted to do something like that. But hopefully this belt, too. I mean, it's the Intercontinental U.S. titles and, frankly, the world title that John Cena holds now before he had it have all been absolute death. Big E is a guy, they need stars. He is, you know, boys with Cena from all reports. He, and again, with the charisma, with the look, and with some of the other things that he has, hopefully this Intercontinental belt is a way to assist him and not be a complete burial like it's been for just about everybody else.
We've got 2 3-on-1 handicap matches. We've got CM Punk versus all three members of the Shield, and Daniel Bryan against all three members of the Wyatt family. To me, I don't know. First off, after what happened, I know Punk is, I've been told Punk is in a very bad mood today after what happened with AHA, and he's not being quiet about it. So my guess is he's probably losing this match to the Shield, and he's pretty much admitted it on television as well. Daniel Bryan and the Wyatt family, I mean, maybe, I don't know if they're going to want to have 2 3-on-1 handicap victories for the heels, so maybe, especially after Monday and the reaction that Daniel Bryan got in Seattle, maybe Daniel Bryan somehow wins his handicap match, although I don't know how to do that without kind of killing off the Wyatt family. I mean, maybe, I was trying to think of one way that Punk could get involved in Bryan's match, Bryan gets involved in Punk's match, somehow Punk helps Bryan win, but Bryan isn't able to help Punk win. I don't know how you do it, but I think it's going to be a bad night for Punk and AJ, but who knows?
Yeah, I'd go with that bet as well, too. And the thing is, too, kind of before Monday night, I was kind of thinking, well, I think the Wyatts go over Daniel Bryan. I think CM Punk somehow, some way, whether it's the Shield imploding or again, more of a tease to them imploding further down the line that he gets the win. But some of the circumstances around everything now has changed since Monday. And that was a very interesting thing about Monday, too, because kind of maligned the show as being a gimmick show when you're trying to lead into a pay-per-view, which is the second time they've done this. And, you know, it was funny. After all that stuff on Monday night, you weren't looking forward to this. This really just feels like a placeholder now, and you want to get to what could possibly come after it, which is Daniel Bryan and Shawn Michaels are mixed in with Triple H again at the top of the show, or CM Punk against Randy Orton or something like that. I think the Shield goes over CM Punk. I think the Wyatt family goes over Daniel Bryan. I would just hope after Monday, and granted it was his home crowd and everything, that Daniel Bryan is not sucked into the Wyatts for a long time, you know, with the whole thing with, well, you know, Bray Wyatt wants him to join and all that stuff. He doesn't need this, even as a time filler to get to something else. Daniel Bryan needs to be in a different mix, up towards the top, doing something, no matter what it is, whether it's now Daniel Bryan in the Shield. As far as CM Punk goes, again, regardless of what the result is here, I'd rather see him against Randy Orton at the very least. I mean, I guess you could do something with Dean Ambrose, although he's beat him a million times with the U.S. title. So to me, you got to get Punk a little bit out of that, too. So I'll actually go with both the heel threesomes winning. But it was not creative at all. And they did a really, really poor job on Monday to make you want to spend $55 to see what happens with these teams tonight. Because you think about it, this should be big deals. With Punk and Bryan, two of the most popular guys in the company and two of the top guys over the last, you know, 6 months or so, you know, facing off against 2 3-man groups. I mean, it should be somewhat of a big deal. And I think there's going to be lots of people out there that just wait till Monday to see what happens.
And finally, the big one. It is John Cena and Randy Orton in a title unification match. John Cena's World Heavyweight Championship, Randy Orton's WWE title. It is a tables, ladders, and chairs match, which means John Cena, with all of his injuries, is risking himself in this match, as is Randy Orton, to unify titles. You don't have to pin your opponent to win these titles. You've got to climb a ladder. We're going to talk about this when we come back from the break and start taking your phone calls, so be ready in about 10 minutes. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Tune in radio website, the TuneIn Radio app, iHeart.com, the iHeartRadio app, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and so on and so forth. On my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez, I am getting a lot of people from around the world telling us they are listening in. We've got Brisbane, Australia. We've got Sweden. People listening from all over the world. And, of course, tonight is the WWE TLC pay-per-view. We're doing a two-hour lead-in to that pay-per-view. So we're here until 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. And then, of course, later on tonight, exclusively for WrestlingObserver.com subscribers, we will have a brand-new radio show. Two brand-new radio shows talking all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, plus all of the results of the pay-per-view that is coming up tonight. WrestlingObserver.com. All of the latest news, daily radio shows, and more. If you only hear Wrestling Observer Live once a week, you are missing out. Daily radio shows at WrestlingObserver.com. It is only $10.99 a month, but for that $10.99, not only do you get two brand new radio shows at least every single day, but every show that we have ever done dating back to 2005 is available in our archives right now. Thousands and thousands and thousands of shows. Interviews with some of the biggest names in the history of wrestling are available for subscribers. And if you sign up anytime in the next month, and actually today would be a great time as a Christmas present, at some point in the very near future, only for subscribers, we'll be having an exclusive interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin. His first time ever at WrestlingObserver.com, myself and Dave Meltzer will be interviewing him. There's so much great stuff up there if you're a subscriber. WrestlingObserver.com. Check it out if you love this show. I guarantee you will love a subscription to our members area at WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to start taking your phone calls right now on TLC. Get ready to call. The phone lines will be picked up as soon as we get done with this main event preview. Mike, Randy Orton and John Cena, who is leaving with the Undisputed title tonight?
I don't know. I have been kind of racking my brain back and forth on this one and making cases for both sides and, you know, leading out of this and going into the Royal Rumble, what they would rather have. And you got the Chamber after it and everything. And, you know, I was up until really yesterday, I still kept thinking, all right, how are they going to get out of this? With some sort of screwy ending. I mean, you know, what's the deal going to be? But then I started thinking the way Monday night ended, which, you know, was Daniel Bryan shoving Randy Orton, pushing off on the RKO, shoving him into Stephanie, Triple H laying out Randy Orton with all of the stuff that they've had going on where it doesn't seem like Orton trusts the Helmsley McMahon and vice versa. And at the end of the show, you had John Cena standing right next to Triple H and Stephanie McMahon because he was out of all of that stuff. He was the one being held off. He wasn't in the mix. And, you know, in a way, even though they didn't say it, they kind of teased the fact that, you know, hey, Orton's been having all of these problems with Triple H and Stephanie, and now you got Cena just standing there. Maybe, just maybe, you know, John Cena is what would be best for business in a lot of ways, right? But then again, I would say that the heel, this would be the best way to go. It would probably be screwing John Cena, or this is the way I think they're going to go with them, probably screwing John Cena. I guess you could have some sort of weird thing that happens where somebody completely out of nowhere comes out and, you know, takes the belt in front of Cena and Orton and walks away with it. But if you do something like that, it's still a screwy ending where it better be so good that the people don't complain again about the fact that you have a pay-per-view ending with a non-finish. So I think the easiest thing to do would be have the heel win. You screw over the good guy and John Cena, and Randy Orton walks out somehow with both titles.
We are going to go to the phones. For the record, my official prediction is Randy Orton for tonight. And interestingly enough, in most of the major UK betting sites, the odds have been taken down for tonight's show.
Off the board.
I don't know what that means. If you know what that means, call and let us know. By the way, before we start going to these phones, very quickly, the website is back up, www.wrestlingobserver.com. And all of the phone numbers, the Skype handle, it is all up there right now. If you don't have a chance to write it down, just go to WrestlingObserver.com. There on the right-hand side of the page is a listing of the ways you can contact us. The phone number, toll-free U.S. and Canada, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. And you can contact us on our Skype line, F4W Online is the handle. And again, all of that up at WrestlingObserver.com. Let us go to the phones. You are live on the air, Wrestling Observer. Who is this, and how are you listening to the show?
This is Jim from Virginia. I'm listening to it on the TuneIn Radio app.
TuneIn Radio. What's on your mind, Jim?
I'm kind of disheartened. I like AJ. I've liked AJ since they brought her in. I think she's done good in her character, whether she's a face or a heel. Could this have been a work that's going on with the reporter?
A work in the sense that everybody's in on it?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
No. No. It is possible. It is possible that, in fact, the story of the WWE.com people telling AJ that they were going to shoot something for the app, and I guess Michelle Beadle not being told about it, or some sort of miscommunication is possible. It is possible. But it was not a work. The company is very upset about it legitimately. All of that is true.
Because there's the thing. Why would you be doing a work shoot when you have a partner, you know, under your umbrella with NBC Sports Network, which is what she's on? And maybe Access Hollywood is like an NBC Universal production. I don't know that, but at least NBC Sports is. And the Tribute for the Troops, I'm not sure, where is that airing on USA?
Or it's only on NBC. It's 1 hour, and it's only on NBC this year.
Okay, and it'll probably even re-air on that Universal HD channel, which they do a lot of that stuff too, so it even could be there. If they were going to do something like that, you'd want to draw attention to it, and it would be everywhere, and Beadle would have went on Thursday or Friday or whenever she was on again after it, hyping it up, and WWE would have hyped it up, and the app would have hyped it up, and that's without doing that. That's how you know when they're not trying to make anything off of it. When something like that could be "quote unquote" handed to them, in that case, you know, it's just not something they're happy about.
And by the way, it never showed up on the app. So add that.
There's more to it there.
Now, Jim,
you're talking about AJ. You know, none of the divas are indispensable. I mean, look at all the great ones you got down in NXT.
Exactly. Exactly. And Jim, I want to ask you one question before we let you listen off the air. Since you are a connoisseur of the women in WWE, AJ, let's just say WWE decides this is too much, you're done, you're on a 3-month suspension or whatever, I'm just throwing this out there randomly, who is the best replacement that WWE has for AJ Lee?
She's not currently wrestling Sarah Del Rey.
Okay, so of those wrestling, who would be the best?
Oh, okay. I've got to be Paige.
Yes.
Brittany Knight is far and above the best in NXT. One little quick thing. Is Madison Rayne permanent in TNA?
I mean, as far as I know, she's as permanent as any of the other women, in the sense that they'll fly her in when they need her. They'll pay her a per-appearance deal, but I expect her to be back fairly regularly. I want to thank you very much for the call.
I disagree with that, by the way.
That what? She's back permanently?
No. That Paige would be the replacement, and here's why. Paige is great, and she could be up, and maybe she should be up, and all that stuff. As far as a replacement for what AJ and her position is, to me, it would be Summer Rae. You just split her off a little bit more from Fandango. You give her more. You let her be, you know, the character she's been in FCW, and I think if you do that, I mean, because, again, it will make people compare her to Michelle McCool, but I think that would be the better direction. I mean, I'm not saying that Paige shouldn't be there, but as far as a quote-unquote replacement for AJ, I think it would definitely be a Summer Rae.
We have somebody from WWE that is listening to this show live right now, and the wonderment, by the way, of live radio, and they have noted, why would you shoot something for the app on a troop show that is 2 weeks delayed? Which is a good question. Let's go to our Skype line.
I don't understand how a lot of that synergy works between the app and the web department and all of that.
I'll tell you how it works. It doesn't work. There's no synergy or communication whatsoever. That's the answer. It's a disaster. Let's go to Josh on the Skype line. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hello, Brian and Mike. It's, Josh from Adelaide, Australia, from Wrestle Radio Australia, and I'm listening on the TuneIn PC page.
Excellent. What's going on?
Well, just hyped for the TLC show to see what's going to happen here. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on the possibility of perhaps there being a double turn there. I know it's highly unlikely, with the network coming up and, you know, Cena being the real face of the company as such, in a babyface sort of way. Do you think that's even a possibility, just to give the fans and the buyers of the pay-per-view something to, well, to say, wow, we're really glad we bought that, and everyone who didn't buy the show will perhaps be lamenting the fact that they didn't.
So you're talking a Randy Orton, John Cena double turn?
Possibly, yeah. What do you think?
Well, if you watch Raw Monday, I mean, they kind of, I don't want to say they teased it, but the show did end with Randy Orton laying there on the ground and John Cena standing there right next to Hunter and Steph. And that was certainly an interesting visual. I can't believe that John Cena is turning heel anytime soon. I mean, it's been so many years, and I just feel they're not going to pull the trigger on it. I mean, I suppose it's possible. Are people really going to get... I mean, there was a point where Randy Orton felt like, this was years ago, if you turn this guy now, maybe you got something close to what Steve Austin used to have. And I'm not saying that Randy Orton was ever the next Steve Austin, but he was super over. But I don't see that right now. He's kind of a guy. I mean, people are way more into Daniel Bryan. I just don't see it. Mike, your thoughts?
No way. I'm a much more of a John Cena supporter than a lot of people are, and I don't give him a free pass on everything. But I think Monday night was a great example of he is, again, and I know, outside, you take his technical wrestling skill out of it, he's almost perfect. Now, does that mean he should have the same tired material over and over? No. Does that mean he shouldn't take more charge and not go back to what he was as the rapping John Cena, but as far as the edge and not so much silliness? Absolutely. Again, when things work well with John Cena, he's fantastic. Monday was a great example of that, ad-libbing and going on the fly. He was fantastic. He turned that crowd onto his side, and as you know, you were there. It was a very 70-30 proposition with him getting booed. You know, the same fans that cheered John Cena were the ones cheering him again. But by the end of the whole thing, everyone was cheering him. And it was the greatest example of why he is the top good guy in that company and should remain so. I know there's a lot of people that say he should be a heel and all that stuff. That's great. If you're going to do a double turn, you've already screwed this pay-per-view up and screwed this unification up more than enough as it is. You do something like that with John Cena, you do it at WrestleMania. I mean, you could do it at Royal Rumble too, but that's the type of thing you do in or around WrestleMania, maybe even afterwards. And even if they did it then, to me, it would be complete and utter insanity.
We've got Skype lines and phone lines going absolutely nuts. Martin, you are on the air. Who is, I'm sorry, where are you listening to us through? Martin. Martin, can you hear me? And Martin has been disconnected. All right, we've got to head to a break. When we come back, the phone calls, the Skype calls, we're going to continue. If you are, if you're trying, all I can say is please keep trying. The phone lines are going nuts. We got a million people trying on Skype. All this information is up at the front page of WrestlingObserver.com if you want to call in here tonight. Back in just a moment, you're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Everybody, Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We are live with our WWE TLC pre-show here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet, WrestlingObserver.com, TuneIn Radio website and app. So many different ways to listen to the show. If you go up to WrestlingObserver.com right now, you can check out all of them, plus the phone numbers and the Skype numbers for this program, 855-478-4478. That's 855-478-4478. We're also going to be taking your Skype calls, F4W Online. These are probably going to be starting after the next commercial because this is a short segment. And very quickly, before we go to our break, I do have the odds before they were taken down for the show. Cena, -175, Orton, +135, extremely close odds, meaning the championship could go to either man tonight. Punk, a -4,500 favorite against The Shield, so looking like Shield miscommunication at the finish. Daniel Bryan and the Wyatts, -3,250, heavy favorites. Big E Langston, -32,000, a heavy favorite. The no lines for the four-way tag title match, so I don't know what that means. The odds for AJ were -3,600, but those switched greatly before the odds were taken down. So AJ now likely to lose the title. And Fandango, minus 2750 over good old Dolph Ziggler, this poor guy, in the pre-show match. So those are the betting predictions. However, that was early in the day. Odds have been taken down in a lot of places. And, as noted, the final script for the show was just turned in about 20 minutes ago. So there may be some major changes coming for this pay-per-view. We're going to head to a break. When we come back, your phone calls and Skype calls. Get ready. Check out the front page at WrestlingObserver.com for how to call in. We'll give you those after the break as well. Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here until the WWE TLC pay-per-view starts. Live every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on the TuneIn Radio website, the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone, iHeartRadio, the website and the app, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network. The list goes on and on. Everything up at WrestlingObserver.com, including the phone numbers. 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada. And you can Skype to F4W Online. The phone lines are packed. Let's go to them. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Barry calling from Farmingdale, New York.
How are you listening, Barry?
I'm listening online on the website.
All right. What's going on?
Not so much. I just had a question about how likely the guys feel that, you know, the rumors about possibly Triple H inserting himself and taking both belts, and how likely the guys think that one is to happen, especially with the odds on the Cena Orton match being so level.
I have heard that speculation, and I would say my odds of that happening are minuscule. I think there's very little chance that Hunter's actually going to leave with both belts, although I can see why people would predict that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I can see why. I can see why you could jump to a conclusion on why it could happen, too, with either him facing Punk or Cena or Bryan or something like that, but I don't think it's going to happen either.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Dylan on a Skype line. You are on the air. What's going on? Dylan, turn off the stream. What's going on?
One second. Hey, I was just wondering, have you watched the JBL and Cole show on YouTube? What are your thoughts on it?
I haven't watched it. Mike, have you seen it?
I have, actually. I actually love the JBL and Cole show most weeks.
Most weeks, huh? What's great about it?
One second, I have a connection problem.
All right, we're going to have to remove you. Mike, tell us about the JBL and Cole show.
It's a really short show with whatever city they're in. They usually, you know, will have some shots outside of that. And it just, they have little wacky skits and things like that. They had a two-part Halloween special that had to do with Hornswoggle and everything. And it's actually where Bad News Barrett debuted and was actually far more effective than he is in the arena.
We've got the Scarlet Lover here on a Skype line. Lover, what's happening? Apparently, Lover's having a connection issue here, which is too bad. Lover, are you there? That's too bad. That is the best attempt at a Skype call I've ever made. All right, back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and how are you listening to the show?
Hey, this is Mike from Brisbane.
Mark from Brisbane. What's going on?
Mike,
what's happening?
No.
What is up with people's phones today? Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Mike, go ahead. Mike from Brisbane, what's happening?
All right.
His connection is bad. Everybody, if you're going to call in, do me a favor. I want you to call in with a solid landline, if possible, or a good cell connection. And please make sure if you're using Skype that you've got a good connection and hopefully a headset. This is live radio, so none of this weirdness. Let's go to Francis. You are on the air. What's going on?
All right, and Francis, I'm listening from the UK on the TuneIn Radio app.
Francis, what's going on? You've got your stuff together.
Yeah, I have. I wanted to ask you, Do you know, like him, when you have the title, both titles at the end of the match, do you think they're going to keep both titles, or do you think they're going to make a new belt, or just have one belt as a whole? I just wonder what your thoughts on it.
Well, I mean, if I were doing this, I mean, if you're doing it right, they should have had a new belt created already, and only hang one belt from the ceiling. But it takes a while to get a belt done. I don't know if they're going to have a new belt tonight. I would guess that, here's what I think. If Randy Orton wins, for example, and over the next couple of weeks he shows up and he's got a and he's holding both belts and he continues to hold both belts, then my guess is at some point they're going to separate the belts again. If he shows up with only one belt or a new belt, my guess is they're not going to split the belts down the road. But this is all speculation on my part. Mike, what do you think?
I don't think you should tip your hand, even if you are going to split them again. I would have one belt. I would go back to having that black belt that Triple H had. I think Hulk Hogan may have been the first one to hold it in 2002. And they held that belt up until John Cena went from, it was the Unified title, then it just became the SmackDown title. And then when Cena walked to Raw in 05 and the spinner belt came out, they were done with it. It was a classic-looking belt. It's a cool-looking belt. I believe it says Unified on it. Use that belt.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? You are on the air. I'm going once. I'm going twice. Good job I gave that speech. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hey, it's Mike again. Am I on?
You are on. You've been on. What's going on?
Great. I just had a couple of comments, firstly about the Shield.
All right.
I just I have a feeling they're going to lose the match tonight. I think there'll be some sort of deal where maybe Roman Reigns spears one of his guys and then Punk picks up the win that way.
Yeah, he could do that, or Roman Reigns gets really upset about something and just bails on the team and then Punk beats two men by himself.
Yeah, and that's the other thing as well. I don't think they seem to be changing a bit of direction with that. Not so much Roman Reigns bailing, but more Dean Ambrose was against the other two. They had that confrontation outside the ring during his match, and he seemed to be at odds with Rollins and Reigns, but those guys seem to be okay with each other. Did you notice that? Or
yeah, I mean, they've been doing a lot of subtle teases, and I mean, ultimately, I think everybody's aware that Roman is going to split off. I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know if it's going to the split will happen tonight. I think it'll probably be just another tease tonight, or maybe there'll be an incident and they'll make up tomorrow, but I would think if the Shield loses, I mean, guaranteed, in some form or fashion, Roman Reigns will be involved. Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they should split him off now. Again, keep teasing it. They did a great job on Monday with that, with Ambrose and the rest of them. And not time to do it right now. It's, so I'd wait for the Rumble or something like that, but that would be better just to go ahead and wait. Tease it, but wait.
All right, Scarlet Lover, we're going to try you again. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
There we go. What's happening?
Hey, not much. I just saw and heard about all the TLC talk, and I want to chime in with an idea that I want to get you guys' opinion on.
All right.
Especially with this unification match, it's really weird that they do it all of a sudden and out of blue. I mean, I guess I can kind of see it. But I honestly, it's been something that's been in my mind, and it just can't get out. I don't think it's going to happen. But what do you guys think of a screwjob finish where all the former champions come down and beat down both superstars in that match?
And what would be the fallout of this happening?
Well, it'd be because everyone gets jealous. The fallout would be an uproar. Everyone would be, you know, there was this supposed match that was huge and was supposed to be awesome, and then it's gone. It opens up a lot of doors for new feuds for WrestleMania. It opens up intrigue and an air of mystery of who's going to win the Royal Rumble. You know, it would be a screw job finish.
Well, let me ask you this. Would the belt be held up after this happened and we'd be waiting for maybe a Royal Rumble winner, or would both guys just leave with their belts?
I guess it would be held up because you have two people that were fighting and then, you know, everyone kills them dead.
All right, you Mike, I want to thank you very much for the call. Mike, what do you think?
With the situation where they all come, no, I don't think so. The only way you could do that, I guess, because you could say now this is where Vince McMahon puts himself back into it or something like that, because he was the one who ordered them all to go out there or something. But I just, way too convoluted. And again, people haven't been left with a bad taste at the end of these pay-per-views anyway. I think a little bit more simpler, the better.
All right, back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and how are you listening to the show?
It's Dave from Wisconsin. I'm listening through the PC website. Tune in.
All right. Tune in website. What's going on?
Michelle Beadle just tweeted out, she tweeted a four-parter. It says, once and only once I've known CM Punk for years. Considered him a friend. When I saw him at the arena, I said, hey, blank face. The exact same way I talked to everyone. His girlfriend was nowhere near this, and I kept walking with my assistant and two members of WWE PR. Next thing I know, I'm being yelled at. I honestly thought it was a joke, period. The event went on, and it was amazing, so I hope we can all move away from this ridiculously lame story, in quotes, as for the crazy block, and happy freaking holidays.
How about that? Well, there you go, a Michelle Beadle update. Now, Dave, from reading this, I mean, what is your take on this? Is this just a giant misunderstanding?
I mean, prior to her WWE appearances, I didn't really, I was kind of unaware of AJ's existence, but I've watched Michelle Beadle from her time over at ESPN and a little bit now, and she's always seemed fairly, had a fairly decent head on her shoulders and enjoys wrestling and is one of probably the higher profile people in sports willing to admit that. So, I mean, there's always that, which is, I guess, good PR and why she's probably involved in the tribute to the troops or in the first place. But I don't know why. I feel like there's more to the story. As for the allegedly filming for the app, one thing that WWE does for SmackDown is they do splice in clips for SmackDown, or at least they did at one point. And SmackDown obviously is taped. So they do, during commercial breaks, have stuff filmed in between there to fill gaps. So, yeah, when I heard the story about the app, I figured that wasn't the situation, but...
All right, I hate to let you go, but I've got to head to a break. I want to thank you so much for all that information. That was Dave from Wisconsin. Really appreciate that. Back in just a moment, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It is our TLC pre-show here on the program live every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the Internet at WrestlingObserver.com, the TuneIn Radio website, the TuneIn Radio app, Sirius Satellite Radio app, the iHeart.com, iHeartRadio app, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, the list goes on and on. All of this up at WrestlingObserver.com. We are taking your phone calls as well as Skype calls here on the program. The number, toll-free, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478 in the United States and Canada. And you can Skype into us internationally at F4W Online. All of these numbers on the front page at WrestlingObserver.com. Let us go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and how are you listening to the show?
Hi, this is Jose from New York, and I'm listening on the Sports Byline website.
Jose, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the TLC main event tonight. How is it that everybody's talking about Cena and Orton, and no one's really considered the possibility that maybe Triple H just books himself to win the title?
Actually, somebody just called about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, I've been kind of off and on, so just trying to get on the line.
That's all right.
I'm thinking maybe they can do a three-way at WrestleMania between him, Punk and Bryan. You know, I know there was a lot of talk about maybe doing a McMahon versus McMahon angle, but WrestleMania seems kind of up in the air, and that would be something we've never seen before in a really good match.
I just think people would be so outraged if Hunter left with that title. I mean,
well, isn't that the point? I mean, he's the biggest heel right now. Let's face it, Orton's really not getting over as a heel, and I don't think turning Cena right now would be the right idea either.
No, and I can tell you that, I think one of the reasons that people are even suggesting this is that if you look at the TLC poster, which, by the way, if you go to WrestlingObserver.com, it's right there on the front page, but there's Randy Orton on the left, John Cena on the right, and in the middle... And he's been blown up to be bigger than both men, is Triple H. So I think that people are looking at the poster, they're coming up with screw job ideas, and that's why they think it's a possibility. I want to thank you very much for the call. You're not the only person to suggest that. I mean, my personal feeling is that originally they were just going to switch belts, and WWE figured out, oh my God, people are expecting a real unification. We've screwed them on four of the last five pay-per-views. We got to really do this here. So I think either John Cena or Randy Orton is leaving with that title. Maybe Hunter, but I really doubt it. Anything to add to that, Mike?
Not really, other than I just don't think it would be a good idea to do it, and I just don't think they're going to do it.
All right, back to the Skype line. You are on the air. What's going on? Are you in the bathtub? And he's gone. He's been calling for a while, which is funny that his phone connection was so bad. All right, back to Marcel on the Skype line. You are on the program. What's going on, Marcel? Let's try Bradley. Bradley, you are
Brian
on the air.
And Mike, how's it going?
There we go. What's happening?
I'd like to call in and ask about the TLC main event, like others have just done.
Okay.
I'm in the band camp that a screwy finish is going to happen, and they're going to screw their fans once again. And do you think it's possible that they would even dare, after the last run of pay-per-views, to screw everyone?
Listen, as soon as they announced the main event, I thought they were going to screw everybody. But they have tried so hard to repeatedly state in the last 2 weeks that they are guaranteeing that there will be unification. They're guaranteeing one champion. And the thing I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago that you have to remember is, after the Night of Champions, and I think after Battleground, I forget the second pay-per-view, but they did a screw job finish on those shows, and I could tell you because I talked to people at call centers, they had hundreds and maybe thousands of people calling and asking for refunds because they felt they didn't get what was delivered. So WWE is well aware of this, that people have asked for and received refunds on their pay-per-views. So to me, the idea that they would go into this consciously planning that a man was not leaving as a unified champion, I just don't think they're going to do that.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't put a lot past them, but I want to thank you for the call. Mike, what do you think of this whole deal?
No, I'm in your camp pretty much when it comes to that. And to put that again, we said, two pay-per-views ago, well, you're going to have to come out of this with, a definitive winner, meeting Daniel Bryan, and they figured out a way not to, so... I can't put anything past them. I just don't think they'll do it.
Apparently, this caller is back on the Skype line. You hit the hang-up button by accident. What's going on? Who is this? Stefats? Is that how you pronounce it? This is a terrible connection. I'm going to have to remove you. All right, back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, John from Arkansas.
John, what's up?
Not much. I was just going to say it looks really, really unique, the WWE landscape right now with where they're going to go with all the stuff going on. I actually am of the opinion that they are possibly going to do Hunter getting the belt.
It's another one.
I just have this strong feeling that it's going to happen. I mean, it's...
But then what? What happens on Raw tomorrow?
That's my question, too. Then what? Okay, so you got it on him. What are you going to do now?
A three-way at Royal Rumble?
Winner of the Royal Rumble is the new champion.
Well, if Hunter's a champion, then he'd have to defend it.
He could just take it and just say, neither one of these men are worth it, or something like that. If they want to be completely insane.
Oh God!
That's kind of what I thought they were going to go with, and then I thought that they might have that whole man against the system thing with CM Punk going up against Hunter. The hardcore internet favorite guy, Punk, against the corporate guy, Hunter.
I don't
see that out of the realm of possibility that they would go there.
Oh, dear God. I just think that would be just the most poorly received finish in a long time if Hunter walked out with that belt.
I do, too. I do think that'd be a bad finish, but, since when have they ever cared exactly about the type of finish they give us?
Oh, my God. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. You're the third guy now. I'm petrified at this idea. I don't think it's going to happen, everybody. I really, honest to God. But you know what? I mean, lines have been taken down, so maybe that's the deal. They found out that neither guy was walking out with the Undisputed title, and so they took the lines down. I don't know.
Well, remember how we were talking about that when it came to, would they have both belts up there? Do you have to grab both? Could one guy grab one? Could another guy grab another one? Maybe they've gone back to that. Both belts are hanging up there. The pre-show has started. We've got Mick Foley in a red Santa hat. We've got Booker T. And we've also got The Miz decked out in a red jacket, and they're, you know, pushing Cena Orton right from the jump. So who knows? We could still get a wacky screw job type of finish like that where each guy grabs each other's belt. And Triple H complains that, no, there was supposed to only be one champion, but God only knows. Again, you really are screwing people over again for something they paid $55 for, again, for the, you know, the umpteenth time in the last couple of months. If they do it again, it's just how painful if they do that again.
All right, to Marcel, let's try this on the Skype line. And Marcel is apparently not there. Marcel, we've been trying several times. It's not connecting, so you may want to check your connection. To the normal phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Josh from North Carolina.
Josh, what's going on?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
Very good. What's happening?
Not much. I was going to ask about Triple H getting the title tonight, but since everyone else has been asking about that too, I figured, do you think they may turn Daniel Bryan heel tonight? And if so, do you think that may be to cut down on the Daniel Bryan chance in the main event that don't have Daniel Bryan in them?
I just think that would be such a horrible idea. I mean, they've been teasing it, you know, that the Wyatts want him to join them. But he was just so ridiculously over on Monday night. And maybe that's like the way to teach the fans a lesson, so to speak. You know, we don't want this guy as a top babyface, and you keep trying to make him the top babyface, so guess what? He's going heel, and that's just the way it is. I mean, I suppose I can see them doing that, but he's so popular that it would be just such a bad idea to turn him. I mean, it's, you know, there used to be the old deal in wrestling where the best time to turn a guy babyface was when he was at his peak of being hated as a heel. You know, he's just at his absolute peak of being hated, and then you turn him, and then he's beloved. I don't know if it works the same way going the other way. But, Mike, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know.
No comment.
No, not really. It's, again, turn him. Why would you even think to turn him when you need stars anyway? You hear, again, to teach people a lesson would be, it's just so incomprehensible to me. It's so incredibly stupid that you would work against yourself in such a way to
actually
to
hold that thought. We'll talk about this more after the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here live every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio website, the Sirius Satellite Radio app, the iHeart.com website, the iHeartRadio app, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network. The list goes on and on. Obviously, all of the over-the-air Sports Byline affiliates. All of this is up at WrestlingObserver.com. We got 20 minutes left on this live program. Later on tonight, two more shows. Not making that up. Two more shows coming up tonight. Only, however, for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. If you love this show and you only get here one time per week, you are missing out. We do shows every single day. I personally do at least two shows every day only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. It's only $10.99 a month. And for that price, not only do you get full access to every single one of our new shows, but every show that we have ever done dating back to 2005 is available in our archives right now. Thousands and thousands of hours of audio are available. So if you love this show, I guarantee that you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. It's only $10.99 a month. If you head up to WrestlingObserver.com, you can scroll down a listing of our four latest free shows, absolutely free for you to download. And if you like what you hear, just think, there's 4,000 to 5,000 of those in our archives right now, plus two new shows every single day as a subscriber, $10.99. So check it out. Great Christmas present, by the way. So check that out. We're going to be taking your phone calls for the next 20 minutes. The phone number, toll-free, U.S. and Canada, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. Phone lines are open right now. We have open lines. So if you want to call, give it a shot. Skype. The handle is F4WOnline. If you want to Skype in from worldwide, F4WOnline is the handle. All of these numbers are up at WrestlingObserver.com. And please, if you are going to call or Skype, make sure you've got a good connection. God bless this person, but Sammy here was attempting to call this show from an airplane 15,000 feet in the air. Sammy, if you're listening, I want you to tweet the airline so we can put them over. What airline were you listening to the show on, and how are you listening to it at 15,000 feet? He says he wants Brock, by the way, to screw both men and have Undertaker come out and chokeslam him. He says it is not the right time to unify. Well, you may be right about that, but guess what? They're unifying tonight. Man, there's a lot of people calling in about this idea of Triple H leaving with the belt. I don't know what it is, Mike. Has there been some sort of... Is there something I'm missing about this where... I mean, do people just assume because it's Triple H, it makes sense that he would have to leave with the unified title?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that think that. And I think maybe this is a lot of, you know, overthinking or something like that. But yeah, it surprised me that people, are, as many as they are believing this. But the fact that, you know, some would, it doesn't stun me at all. And by the way, just as an update, during the pre-show, Kofi Kingston has just come out to confront The Miz. The Miz smacked him. They just had a very, very weak pull apart where The Miz looked much like a guy that would star in a bad Christmas movie as opposed to being a pro wrestler. But there was talk before the show of the possibility that a match could be added because they seem like they did have room. So it could very well be that Kofi Kingston and Miz actually end up on tonight's show as well.
They were going to add one match, so that may be it. The phone number, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. Toll free. Give us a call. And Sammy notes that he is on U.S. Airways in flight using the Wi-Fi through GoGo and listening to us on the TuneIn Radio app. So that has to be a first right there. Mile High Club for Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, now.
Now, we have not had a chance, actually, to talk about GSP and his apparent retirement. And for those of you listening, do you think GSP is really retiring? He never mentioned the R word. He didn't actually say he was retiring. But he did vacate the 170-pound title. And he stated that he is taking an indefinite leave of absence from the sport. He says he might be back. He might not. Do you think he will be back? Mike, what do you think?
I think he will be back. It's really hard to walk away, and he is so driven, and he is so great. I mean, yes, he could walk away, I guess, train guys, and he could do something like that. But I think the competitiveness of a guy who's so young, unless there's more to it physically or something like that, it's tough for me to believe that even if it's just for one more time, that he's not baited back out just to take the shot.
I don't know. He has mentioned that he's still training. He's still going to be doing all of his jiu-jitsu and wrestling and Muay Thai and everything like that. He's going to be in the gym every single day. And so there's that part of me that thinks once the pressure of having another fight is gone and he relaxes for a while and he eats a little bit of McDonald's and he just kind of has a good time in life and he trains... I mean, I think he's probably, at some point, going to be watching a fight, probably between whoever the new 170-pound champion ends up being and somebody else, and he says to myself, my God, I can beat that guy. And the next thing you know, the big announcement, GSP returning for a shot at the title. That's my feeling.
Well, very quickly, Brian, too, here's another thing. I mean, you know, hey, GSP, here's X number of millions of dollars for you to face Anderson Silva because it's the last thing either one of you have left or we need you or whatever it is, maybe, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, even if it took that long. And let's do it in Dallas Stadium, where you're going to get a piece of the attendance gate, and you're also going to get a piece of the pay-per-view revenue. You know, money talks a lot of the times, too, and if it's a situation where he could really benefit himself, the company, not hurt his legacy or anything like that, which he is very careful to defend, which is why I couldn't see him coming out like a lot of boxers do and doing something stupid and holding on too long. But with that said, to have a situation like that, that's very conceivable that something like that could happen.
I should note that the word we are getting from backstage at WWE is that things are calming down in the sense that CM Punk has been calmed down. He was on kind of a, I don't want to say he was on a rampage, but he was in a very bad mood all day. And he has been calmed down. And AJ has been talked to about the situation. And the hope is that all of this will be blown over by tomorrow. So whether that means that in order to quell all of this and get people to stop talking about it, she'll just retain her title and everything will move on as if nothing has happened or what, my guess would be that if she loses the title tonight, then that's all people are going to talk about for the next 24 hours is she lost the title as a result of what happened with Michelle Beadle. And I don't know if they want that. So now my feeling is kind of even more so that she is going to retain the belt tonight.
I could still see her losing it because you have the excuse of the Divas thing and Natty and stuff like that. Although, then again, the way they like to treat Natty, that may be a better showcase for Total Divas tonight, which, by the way, is also on as well. And just as a note with CM Punk and The Shield, The Shield had a promo on the app pre-show. And no tease at all. Like Roman Reigns will shoot a look at one of the guys or something like that. They say something off. None of that. It was just a dead ahead. We're coming after CM Punk thing.
So so that will make the incident tonight maybe more of a surprise, I guess would be the idea. I don't know. We have phone lines open, 855-478-4478. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada, 855-478-4478. Skype line is open as well at F4W Online. If you'd like to contact the show, we got about 4 minutes left to take phone calls. So if you want to call, now is your chance. As you noted, Total Divas tonight is taking place. And it is the final show of this current season. And that means that they are going to do the main event of this episode of Total Divas is the engagement of Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella. They climb to the top of a mountain. There's everybody there, the whole camera crew. I mean, the crew knew that there was going to be a proposal. It is a real proposal. They're really getting married, but they did not know when or where the proposal would take place. And so Daniel Bryan made them walk all the way to the top of a mountain with all of their equipment. They're sweating, they're huffing and puffing, they're dying. He made them climb all the way to the top of this mountain so that he could propose to Brie Bella. And that is the main event of this show tonight. And Mike, are you excited for that? Mike, are you there? Did we lose Mike Sempervivi? Apparently we did. Mike, if you can hear me, try to contact me, and we will get you here on the air. So anyway, tonight is Total Divas, as noted. And amazingly, unfortunately for them, in fact, they are running head-to-head with the WWE pay-per-view. And despite the fact that Total Divas usually gets 1.5 million viewers or something like that, depending on the week, for some reason, despite the fact that domestically, a lot of these WWE pay-per-views are doing significantly fewer buys than 1.5 million, usually in the range of like 80 to 100,000. Despite that, WWE pay-per-views have taken a bite out of Total Divas when they go head-to-head with a pay-per-view. So unfortunately, the Daniel Bryan, the proposal is probably going to not do the best ratings for a finale show. But don't worry. It does replay about 18 billion times on E! Throughout the week. So if you miss it, you'll be able to check that out, and I'm sure they'll have some footage on Raw as well. And Mike, are you there again? Mike says he can hear fireworks. I don't even know what that means. Mike is communicating with me here via text message,
the magic of live radio. I don't know what that means, that he can hear fireworks, but there you go. All right, well, we're going to talk some more news. Last night was UFC on Fox, and the main event was Demetrius Johnson defending the title against Joseph Benavidez, and in perhaps shocking fashion. I know that a lot of people, when making predictions, they were thinking that, they had a very competitive match last time. Some people thought it could have gone either way. And, of course, Dwayne Bang Ludwig has been working with Team Alpha Male. And so the feeling was, you know, Joseph Benavidez, he's going to go in there and he is going to knock out Mighty Mouse. A lot of people were thinking that. Well, he went in there, and in fact, Joseph Benavidez did not knock out Mighty Mouse. Instead, the exact opposite happened. In 2 minutes and 4 seconds, I believe was the official time, Mighty Mouse punched him right in the face, knocked him down, and completely obliterated him. Four shots after it was clear that Benavidez was out. And, I mean, Demetrius Johnson just looked awesome. Every aspect of the game. I mean, he looked like the best fighter pound for pound in the UFC and just absolutely destroyed the number one contender, a valid, real deal number one contender for the title. So where they go from here, well, I don't know. But he certainly looked awesome. And then Uriah Faber in the semi-main event went in against Michael McDonald. And again, everybody figured Michael McDonald, his strength is to stand up. Uriah Faber's going to have to get him down. Didn't happen. Uriah Faber beat him standing and then choked him out with a guillotine. A fantastic performance on the part of Uriah Faber. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, final segment of the show. Be right back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, Mike Sempervivi is back. He got sucked into the Skype whirlpool of doom. Lovely day of connection issues here on the program. And Mike, now that you are here via the wonders of the telephone landline, tell us what happened in the pre-show match with Fandango and Dolph Ziggler.
I have no idea. I was trying to figure out if it was my end or not that I missed the match. So now I'm very upset with you.
Well, Fandango,
damn it, Skype,
beat Dolph Ziggler, for those of you wondering. So the
it
odds.
It really stinks to be Dolph.
The odds are correct so far. And apparently the backstage nickname for poor Ziggler is the pre-show off now, as opposed to the show off, since he's on every pre-show and getting beaten. I know that all of you are wondering, what in God's name did Dolph Ziggler do? Well, I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't. But I was told that he has a personal issue with the wrong person, which in WWE, well, if you have a personal issue with the wrong person, you're in big trouble. So anyway, he lost to Fandango, and we are about to kick off the WWE TLC pay-per-view. In just a moment, TLC is going to go on the air, and within 3 hours, we are going to have, for the first time in over a decade, one single unified champion of the WWE. Is it going to be John Cena? Is it going to be Randy Orton? Well, we're going to find out pretty soon. Now, if you want full results of this show, you can head to WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer is going to be doing live running play-by-play on the front page, and then later on this evening, two brand new shows, a Brian and Vinny show and a Wrestling Observer Radio, both covering TLC and all of the fallout from that show. So check that out at WrestlingObserver.com.
Vince in the building.
That's Vince McMahon?
Vince McMahon, get out of the limo. He's in the building.
Oh, my God. Breaking news. Vince McMahon is at TLC. All right, everybody, we got to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody so much for listening. I want to thank Scott over at Byline for producing the show. Mike Sempervivi, as always, everybody listening. Back next week with a new live show and tonight at WrestlingObserver.com. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.